morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, July 24th, 2017. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds and hazardous seas in effect through late tonight. And today we'll talk about the wrecked cruise ship, the Costa Concordia, which is finally completely dismantled at a shipbreaking yard in Italy. But first, as usual, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 7 inbounders. We have 4 in the Astoria Anchorage. We have 1 in the Rice Island Anchorage that's heading upriver today. We have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Casey. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's anchorage upriver from Astoria. She'll be picking up wheat eventually, but she'll pass Astoria around 4:30 a.m. You might see her in Longview by about 8 o'clock this morning. The Calliope L is arriving from Russia, headed for Astoria's anchorage. It will eventually be heading upriver to pick up wheat, but she'll arrive in our anchorage off Astoria around 5 a.m. The Continental Highway arrives from Japan today, headed for the port of Portland. She has brand new Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland by about 5:30 today. The Giovanni Topic is arriving from Japan. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll ultimately head upriver to pick up wheat, but look for her arriving in the anchorage about 4:30 p.m. today. I saw a ship this weekend when I just happened to be in Astoria coming into anchor, and it always... I just love to watch ships anchor, mainly because, you know, we all rush around so much and do things at such high speed, those of us who are on land in general. But when a ship anchors, as with many things regarding ships, everything happens very slowly. And the ships that come into anchor, they start slowing down as they cross underneath the Astoria Megler Bridge, and they slowly kind of drift to a stop, actually, as much as they can, depending on what the prevailing conditions are in the river with the tide and the current. So a ship that is, say, coming out on an ebb current will slowly use that force of the ebb to slow itself down and kind of come to a stop when it drops its anchor. And that's a very deliberate, slow process that is designed to go slowly to stay safe. And that's the way many things happen on ships. Next inbound is the Pacific Talisman. She's arriving from Vancouver, B.C. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, past Tongue Point on the Washington side of the river. She'll be picking up wheat eventually, but she will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and arrive in the Rice Island Anchorage maybe about, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes after that. The Muscat Silver is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She, I believe, is a petroleum tanker. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. You might see her in Vancouver by 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. And the Oceanus Leader is arriving from Richmond, British Columbia. That's near Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She has Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday and also arrive in the Vancouver area by about 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have 4 ships awaiting orders. They are the BTG Fuji, the Happy Clipper, the Yasa Eagle, and the Astrea SB. That's a great opportunity, those ships that are anchored, for you to take a pair of binoculars or a camera and get some pictures or get a close look at what a ship looks like. In the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Golden Haiwa. She is headed for Portland today to pick up wheat, leaving around noontime, arriving in the Portland area around 6 p.m. And our outbounders look for the articulated tug and barge rig, the Abundance, leaving Portland today from the shipyard at Swan Island, probably there for repairs. Leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noon. The SITC Hengshan is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat today around 10 a.m. You might see her glide past Astoria by 4 p.m. The Ruby Inda is leaving Kalama carrying wheat around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Glorious Hope is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 2:30. She might pass Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the ATB, articulated tug and barge rig, the Pride, is leaving Portland, I think with petroleum in her barge, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. Well, we do have that in our marine weather forecast, that small craft advisory for winds and hazardous seas. That means winds 20 to 34 knots and seas 10 feet or higher are possible in the forecast. North winds today overall, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 30 knots. So if you happen to be out on the beach, don't bother to wear a hat. It'll probably just blow off anyway. Wind waves from the north, 7 feet high at 6 seconds apart. Northwest swells 6 feet at 8 seconds apart. Well, you may remember the story of the famous Costa Concordia cruise ship. She ran aground and rolled over on her side off the coast of Italy in 2012. Well, that was a long, protracted nightmare to get that ship off that reef where it was stuck for quite a long time. She was taken to a ship breaking yard, a yard in Genoa, Italy, where she has now been completely taken apart and scrapped. And I thought it was interesting to note about this. I thought since it was such a high-profile thing, it would be fun to talk about this finally coming to a conclusion. The ship took just about as long a time to completely dismantle as it probably took to build it. Estimates on shipbuilding time range from about 3 to 5 years. Now, cruise ships are a little more elaborate than a merchant ship, so that can take longer, but still takes years to build and evidently years to take apart. Now, here is an article about it that I found just recently from last week on the Maritime News portal, gcaptain.com. The dismantling and recycling of the infamous Costa Concordia cruise liner has been completed in Italy, marking the official end to the final phase of what's considered the largest maritime salvage job in history. The consortium responsible for the Costa Concordia's dismantling announced the completion of the project this month in Genoa, Italy, about 3 years after the ship's arrival. The Costa Concordia ran aground on the Mediterranean island of Giglio on January 13, 2012, a Friday the 13th, by the way, after she sailed too close to shore. The vessel came to rest on its side along a rock outcropping just outside the tiny island's main harbor, prompting a massive salvage operation that lasted more than 2 years and involved the famous parbuckling operation, an event that was televised live across the globe. I don't know if you watched any of that, but I did. The cruise ship was later refloated in a very elaborate manner and towed to Genoa in July of 2014 for dismantling and recycling. Now, the ship recycling consortium that did this says that during the dismantling and recycling project, approximately 53,000 tons of materials were recycled at facilities in Italy. More than 350 workers worked nearly round the clock to dismantle the ship in a safe and environmentally friendly manner. Costa Concordia's Italian captain, Francesco Scatino, was sentenced to 16 years in jail for his role in the shipwreck, which killed 32 people. Scatino began his prison sentence this past May. A little bit about that ship dismantling. In a friendly and environmentally safe manner, shipbreaking can be a really toxic and dirty business. And so the reason why it took so long, I'm sure, is that they were very careful to catch any liquids, any toxic substances that were on the ship and to just take it apart very carefully. If you consider all the electronics, all of the fluids, all of the cleaning products, all of the everything that was on board that ship, and you consider like a floating city, it was a huge undertaking to completely take it apart and dismantle it. A little bit more about that from a little bit more follow-up for background in case you don't quite remember what the details were. More than 4,200 passengers and crew were aboard the Costa Concordia during that cruise. A rock ripped a gash in the side of the vessel. It listed and partially sank. And trapping people inside and pitching others into the sea, it was almost impossible for them to use their life rafts, lifeboats, because of the way the ship was pitched over on one side. So the captain is now serving that 16-year prison sentence. He's sort of been painted in the press as having pulled a stunt, but other people say that he was sort of made the scapegoat for the company's mismanagement of how they handle these sorts of things. So we probably will hear more about that if there's any changes. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.